I must give you the story of how the title and music to Bowen the Blues was created. We were all gathered around the mic, ready to record another side in the studio, when my partner, John Van Buren, who was in the control room at the time, remembered he had brought his camera to take pictures of us while we were recording, and he came into the studio with the camera in hand to take pictures. Pops Foster, at that same moment, saw it and asked to be excused from the room. This made Bechet and I furious because we were all warmed up from the last side and ready to make another side quickly, and Pops had to leave. Of a sudden, he returned with two objects in his hand and placed them at the piano. One was a powder puff and the other an envelope with powder in it that he had borrowed from Mrs. Van Buren, who was also in the control room. Bechet had had enough of this by this time and began the fuss with Pops, saying, "Man, you're old as Methuselah, and you want a pot of your face to make a picture? I don't dig you." Pops became nervous then and grabbed his bow and began to tune up his bass, which he seldom uses. Fitz Weston, who was also nervous by that time, sounded the notes on the piano for him, but ran arpeggios at the same time, leaving Pops to fish around on the bass to get his notes. This sounded very good to me, and I stopped both of them. I said, "That's it. We're going to make a record of the blues now. Pops, you're going to use your bow, and the title will be Bowen the Blues."